Welcome back to News and Views. The Cruiser is sponsored by Touchstone Energy Cooperatives of North Dakota. It's sponsored by North Dakota's soybean farmers. It's sponsored by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services, and North Dakota's Rural Telecoms. In studio with me now is the man that just announced he wants to be the next mayor of Fargo, longtime park board member, longtime city council member, Brad Wimmer, and local businessman, I might add. Brad, good to have you on News and
Thanks,
News.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
What made you change? You before, if Danny runs, I'm not going to run. Now you say, you know what? I'll give him a challenge.
You know, I think that was probably a knee-jerk reaction when they throw the microphones in your, you know, Danny made a statement he was going to run. They throw a mic in all of our faces.
I've never had that happen
no.
to me.
And so we make a knee-jerk reaction. I think life was good at that time. I was going into the Christmas season at the store. And I think as I've had more time to think about it, and I think that was my best guess at that time. I don't think that was it wasn't a definite, this is what I'm doing, or else I would have thrown my name in early January.
For Brad, permission. How old are you?
60.
So, I mean, it's at a time in your life when this fits, too.
Well, it's not going to fit in 4 years, is kind of what I told Dennis. And it's got to fit family-wise, it's got to fit business-wise, and it's got to fit experience-wise. And I think that's all here.
Well, that's when the issue came up, somebody asked, well, what do you think made him change? And I said, he looked at his life and he said, you know what? At the age I am in my life right now, this is something time-wise I can do for a couple terms.
Exactly.
And you know, so now this is the way you do this, though. What's the difference? If I've bought Wallaker and now I'm being told, hey, come over here and shop Wimmer, this is the way to go. What's the difference? What am I getting over here that I didn't get there?
Well, I think you're going to get more collaboration with our partners. And when I mean partners, West Fargo and Moorhead, our county partners, Clay and Cass County, our state partners at the legislature. I've had just overwhelming encouragement from the legislature, both Democrat and Republican. This is a nonpartisan role as mayor of Fargo, and I will make sure that it stays that way. And I've had overwhelming support from the state. I wish all those people could vote for me, but I'm running for a city election, so I've got to convince the inner city. But that collaboration, I think the energy, I think people at work, my family will tell you that I've got a high energy level. I'm going to bike the marathon. So, I mean, those things, healthy initiatives throughout Fargo in that area, that's going to be a big bullet point for us. Healthy initiatives moving Fargo forward. The youth want that. People moving to Fargo want that. They want a hip place to be, and Fargo is hot right now, as you know.
I brought up two issues because you're sharing this with a statewide audience, and so I brought up two issues of why this does matter to you if you're listening in Crosby or Noonan, which is, you know, some of what you're looking to do here affects them and their policies as a state. And
without
number one,
doubt.
The diversion. Number two, your domestic water supply. All of those are big cost items for people.
Well, I mean, Fargo and Cass County want to be a partner with the rest of the state. And I think I've shown that being out to the legislature the last couple of terms. And we will work closely, whether it's with Williams County and the Williston-Tioga area, or with our friends in Bismarck, or whether it's in Grand Forks area. We're going to work well, and I think we already do with our neighbors, West Fargo. So we need that collaboration, and we need it continual, and we need a continual dialogue. And what's good for Fargo, we think, is good for the rest of the state. What's good for the rest of the state brings people to Fargo.
So here's how I think I'm hearing you, and then you can correct me if it's wrong, because I don't want to comment on this after you leave and they say, you didn't hear a doggone word I said, High Camp. I'm hearing you say that you're really not that different on some of the policy initiatives that Mayor Wallaker had. It's just you can deliver it in a way where you think you can get more support throughout the state.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. And I think what we'll bring to the city of Fargo, change is always good. As you know, I mean, KFGO, if you didn't change things around here, change your mix, change all kinds of things, you wouldn't still be here today. I mentioned that with Sanford. Sanford's building a new hospital. Why are they doing that? Why don't they just stay the same? Why aren't they called, you know, mm-hmm. the old name, and why aren't they downtown? They've got to change to grow. You can't stay stale. And I think, in a sense, if the three of us run for our same roles, we stay a little bit stale. And I think that change is good, and I think we need new people in the commission. This is going to force one new commission seat to be open. And I think that new person coming in, Is a little bit of a change, and I think that's good.
Have you spoke to Mayor Wallaker about this? Did you call and
say, I sat with him.
How did that go?
Went fair. You know, I think Dennis was disappointed I was going to run. I think he was hoping for another uncontested race. I also don't think uncontested races are good. I think it's good to have opposition, and I'm used to that, whether it's in slow-pitch softball in the old days or whether it's on the tennis court. I mean, how would my tennis game be if I didn't have somebody on the other side of the net? You need that opposition. I think it just makes you both grow. If Dennis wins this race, I think this will help him. If I win the race, which I'm hoping to do, I think it'll make my role as the mayor of Fargo better.
The people that folks look to in Fargo for leadership, you know, whether it be at the city council level, whether it be at the school board level, park board level, I know a number of them are allies and friends of yours. How do you see the council breaking out on this? Do you see them, the current council members, taking a role in support of Mayor Wallaker or Council Member Wimmer, or do you think they're going to stay out of it?
You know, I think they'll stay out of it. I think that's our role as commissioners, is not to get politically involved to the outside, and I will certainly not get politically involved with either party and with things as we move to the elections, whether it be in June or in November. I talked to all of them, I've talked to Mayor Wallaker.
The reason I asked that, Brad, is because when Melissa Soblick was up, Mayor Wallaker weighed in on that, and he supported Melissa Soblick, and she won that seat. And many of us point to the mayor's support of Melissa Soblick for that. And so, you know, I'm sitting here just as a political strategist looking at this saying, are people going to mount up against you based upon previous support?
You know, I think I've collaborated again, bring that word up again, with all four of my partners, commissioners, on the seat right now. I think they will all say that. I think the ones that are not there, I worked with Dave Pepcorn and Linda Coates. I've sat next to it. It's kind of been a revolving seat to my right. And Melissa now is the third that I've worked with there. And I think they will all say that we have not always agreed on everything. But I think we've always gone back to the table to figure that out. And we've always been allies on many things. And I think our motivation was to grow Fargo.
All right. So timing-wise for all of this, when does the election happen? How long
is
the cycle?
Well, two things on the timing. We talked about the timing. So, you know, I've got the time with family, with work, with all those things. And people will be pleasantly surprised about the time that I'm able to spend at the job of mayor. There won't be a lack of effort and time in the chair throughout the city and throughout the region. But timing, yeah, the election is in second Tuesday in June, and I purposely wanted to get my name in a little bit late because I didn't want what happened 8 years ago when the election started in November, December.
Yeah.
And it was awful. I mean, we actually had four, maybe five very qualified candidates.
And big money spent.
And huge money.
Which, by the way, is a radio station. We didn't mind.
Well, no, you never mind. But we wanted to keep it short. The election, you're going to have much of April, much of May, and the first week and a half in June, and then it'll be done. So hopefully for the city, we'll get our yard signs cleaned up and back to normal. It'll be a short, sweet, friendly campaign.
I have to ask you this. Does the position of the FM diversion change in any way with Brad Wimmer as mayor versus what Mayor Wallaker was?
Absolutely not. You'll see it's a very much a top priority to get the FM diversion completed.
And you support it in its current form.
And I support it in its current form, and we're going to work hard with it, which we already have at the legislature with our state partners. We've worked hard with the sales tax initiatives and to get our local dollars in place, and I will work hard with our partners federally to make sure.
When the school vote came up, how did you vote?
You know, I supported their efforts. And was
I said I would have,
yeah,
too.
I supported their efforts. And again, I think they're going to have to look back and say, boy, what has happened here and what changes do we need to make? I don't think they're drastic. I think people are very, very happy with the education system in Fargo. And I think
I don't know why they wouldn't be. It's second to none
as
a public education system. And but to me, it's that vote surprised me more, Brad, than ever. Yeah. Brad Wimmer, how do people find out about your candidacy? Do you have a website up and rolling yet?
We're going to have a webpage.
Don't you have a daughter that did this by now, or a son?
Son, yeah. We're heavily involved. We've got a campaign team in place, and we're getting more on board daily. I got 60, 70 Facebook and emails this morning. And so it's growing like wildflower. And I think it's going to be fun. We're going to enjoy it. But no, it's growing. So yeah, the campaign, they can get a hold of me at work. They can get a hold of me by phone, by cell.
And stop out the West Wakers. You always got a handshake ready.
So. Love a cup of coffee.
Brad, thank you. Appreciate you coming by. Brad Wimmer, candidate for mayor in the city of Fargo.